This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Gina Baxter. Paul, hi. How are you?
Hi, Gina.
How are you?
I'm good and enjoying not being attacked by rioters at the moment. Have you heard about it in the news?
God, I have. It's unbelievable. It's just, it's really weird getting a different perspective, because here in France, obviously the news is, well, it's full of it here. You know, they can't believe that the police didn't get out the rubber bullets, the water cannon and the, you know, everything else, basically. I'm really shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the only way to describe it is it's really surreal at the moment. There's nobody can really believe that it started. I mean, they can probably understand that there was an issue and there was concerns and you know, something got out of hand and it became a riot. But what people can't understand is why people are continuing to do it night after night, and now even different cities as well. It's just bizarre.
It's just like a real, just that small element that's just profiteering from it, and just opportunists, thugs, really. I mean, it's just looting now, isn't it? It's not even rioting.
Yes, exactly. It does appear to be that at the moment. And there's, you know, obviously it's quite scary when you hear about areas being not so much evacuated, but certainly closing early, because they're worried about what's going to be happening to that night. And It's awful. It's just terrible that they haven't been able to nip it in the bud, I guess.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, I live in SE1, and around that whole Waterloo area, we were getting emails like, you know, be careful, they're closing the shops early, be vigilant when you go out. And when it literally comes closer to home like that, even though I'm not physically there, it's quite shocking. You know, Tottenham seems quite, you know, miles away, and you think, yeah, Tottenham, right, way up north, you know, it's out of my patch. Yes. But it's not, and it does affect all of us. And I think the after effects as well. I saw a photograph of one poor guy who's 89. He had a hairdressing shop that completely wrecked and looted, you know, obviously, you know, till and everything. And it's just so sad seeing something like that, you know. And But what really caught my eye, fortunately, something a lot more positive, and we were talking about this before the show, is the kind of blitz spirit of the cleanup that you were telling me about, organised. Yeah, tell me some more about that, because I think it's so lovely.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, you do kind of, being British, you do kind of expect this to happen at some point. You expect somebody to say, right, well then, you know, we're just not going to tolerate this anymore, we're going to carry on with our lives and we're going to clean up after you and rah rah rah.
Yeah.
And you are usually waiting for it to happen. But basically, yeah, I think it started off on Twitter. Somebody decided to start a group that was the sort of the riot cleanup, or even the riot wombles, as they like to call themselves as well.
Yeah.
And so they just created this group and obviously told everybody about it, and it went viral and everybody else was joining it. And they just basically said, look, right, we're going to go and clean up. We're going to help clear up all the mess that the rioters have caused. So what you need to do is bring a broom, some gloves and some bin bags and marker pens and stuff like that, and just meet at, and they would tell you the next location that they were going to.
Oh, fantastic.
It was really, really warming to see that, you know, people would just group together, build this instant community and just race off to, you know, a named location where they would go and meet up. And there was pictures of hundreds of people with brooms in their hands. It was amazing to watch. And really, I must admit, I got a little bit choked up when I saw the pictures about it.
Yeah.
And just thought, that's such a brilliant response to something so awful and negative and really draining.
Yeah.
To suddenly see this group of people that thought, no, stuff you.
Yeah.
We're going to make a difference.
Exactly. I think it's good, you know, you get that swing back to something uplifting, because just watching the images on TV, you know, you feel kind of really powerless. But it's lovely to see a sort of, you know, peaceful response to it as well, because no point in, you know, diving out and fighting back with these idiots. But that message is really loud and clear, that, you know, we are going to galvanize ourselves, screw you, whatever you do, we're going to clean up afterwards. And this it's nice to see that there are people out there with a conscience that care about the community and care about fellow human beings and want to make a difference. And
yeah,
like, you know, Twitter is just incredible for that, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a phenomenon in its own right, I think. And they certainly have made a huge difference. You know, they really are clubbing together. I saw a couple of notes on there saying as well that, you know, once this is all over and done with, we should do this more often.
Yes.
You know, let's not wait for a riot to happen to group together and do some good.
Yeah.
Which I really hope that they're able to do that. But I think that they're able to play on people's emotions at the moment, and I think that's basically what it boils down to. You know, the rioters themselves started off by feeding off each other's negative emotion and the things that were going terribly wrong and just going crazy, and then you've got the opportunists that basically just think, oh well, if you mimic that, then we can actually go and get a nice new DVD player.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
And then you've got this wonderful positive side where people have thought, right, well, what can we do to help? Rather than going all vigilante and, you know, trying to fight back, it's incredibly passive, incredibly positive, and just this wonderful sense of community is being created. It's really been a fantastic watch. I was a bit gutted myself, to be honest, that I couldn't actually join them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're busy working now, I guess, so you couldn't join in during the day.
No, unfortunately not. But I did send them a couple of messages, you know, of support, saying, "Yeah, I'm really proud of what you're doing. Well done. You know, you really make it great to be part of the London community by doing stuff like this."
Yeah. Oh, good. That makes a real difference. I think it's fantastic that they did that. I mean, it just shows what. Okay, so like you said, I think it's true. They're playing on people's emotions and the kind of the righteousness of it, and you know, we're going to right that wrong, but it would be great if something like that carried on afterwards, and hopefully friendships will be formed, and maybe in people's communities, because obviously people came from all over London down to Battersea and Clapham as well, I think they were at, so maybe it will change something in their own communities.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, definitely. And I'd like to think that the people listening to this podcast can at least take away from the sort of the covering of events that we've talked about today, that even when something as awful and as mindless, as senseless as the rioting and the looting, more importantly, afterwards, which is just mindless looting, there's no point to it. It's just harming everybody. And the people that are doing it clearly don't understand what they're doing or the repercussions of what they're doing. But to see something like that and then see something so wonderfully positive come out of it, it really does make it for people like us to think, I know exactly what I would like to do. And if given the opportunity, if given the time and the availability, I know exactly, I'll be grabbing my broom and I'll be straight down the street to go and help clear up. And that definitely really warms me that, you know, I'm the type of person that would like to chip in and help out like that. But it makes me think about, well, absolutely, when this is over and done with, what can I do to participate in something as positive as this, but maybe not so, you know, urgently required?
Well, I think it's true. It's just that I think that's the thing. It's like, what can we do? Why wait for a riot and civil unrest to actually do something in the local community? And there is plenty to do. I mean, it's odd. I did something the other day here. I did some weeding in a local side street, which hadn't been weeded for weeks. It was just really overgrown. It was really annoying me. I thought, right, I'm just going to get a trowel and just get rid of these weeds. And I did. But I've never done that in London, oddly enough. That's quite why I was inspired here, I don't know. But it just goes to show that it can make a difference.
Yes.
Just one little action in a little side street. You know, maybe cleaning up a neighbour's yard or something, or, you know, elderly people in the street. Just connecting with our neighbours. And people that live near us make such a difference to kind of create more community, especially in large cities like London.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it definitely does boil down to what can you do that will help your community that you're in, whatever community that may be. Maybe it's, you know, just the area or a school or work or you know, the local elderly home or hospice or whatever it is, if there's something that you can do just to give a little bit of a hand once every so often, it makes such a big difference if everybody can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does.
What I really like to hear, actually, is other people's suggestions and tips and possibly ideas of what flash mobs they would like to create if they were given the chance to, you know, just pick a topic, a subject or a cause that could do with some help. And I would really love to know what other people would like to broadcast that out to.
Yeah.
And see if we can get some people to help.
That'd be great, yes.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully it will die down soon and the riots and the looting and all the nasty stuff will be over and done with. But here's to hoping that the positivity that's come out of it will continue for a very long time to come.
Yeah, well, I echo that. And here's to focusing on positive results coming out of it. As you say, it's really important.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get some feedback on those suggestions and ideas of how to get involved with your positive community. And we'll look forward to speaking to you soon, Gina.
Yeah, I look forward to it, Paul. Take care.
See you.
Yeah, bye-bye. See you. Bye.